540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The Supreme Court struck down President Biden's plan to forgive some student loans. It's a positive development for the director of engagement at New Civil Liberties Alliance, Clegg Ivey.
The judiciary, the executive, and the legislative, and never the twain shall meet.
President Biden is expected to speak in about a half hour about the ruling.
The conservative court turned it a 6-3 ruling that said the administration overstepped its authority in trying to cancel or reduce student loan debts. Specifically, the court said the HEROES Act, which was used to justify the program, did not apply in this case. The ruling effectively kills the $400 billion plan the president announced last year and leaves borrowers on the hook for repayments to resume in the fall. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The justices also issued a decision in a case involving LGBTQ rights, siding with a Colorado web designer who claimed free speech allowed her to refuse work on wedding sites for same-sex couples. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
After the Supreme Court established a right to privacy in same-sex marriage, the court lost Justice Kennedy to retirement and Justice Ginsburg to death. Those two seats were filled by two President Trump appointees who signed this majority opinion. That's what made the difference here.
Indiana's Supreme Court is allowing a near-total ban on abortion, CBS's Christopher Cruz reports.
The court ruled 4-1 to uphold a law that bans almost all abortions in the state. A lower court had blocked the law after Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers challenged it. The high court ruled that the state's constitution doesn't include a broad right to abortion. The ruling means Indiana joins 14 other Republican-led states in enforcing abortion bans.
AAA projects record-breaking travel this 4th of July holiday weekend. KCBS reporter Matt Bigler has more.
The line for security screening stretched all the way through the baggage claim here at Oakland International.
I was shocked.
Like, we saw it right here, but then it just kept winding around. So it was a little bit concerning.
The Pulvers were flying to Tennessee to visit family for the 4th of July. They didn't realize they'd pick the busiest travel day of the Independence Day holiday.
It's a little stressful. At least we got here an hour early, but we're kind of like, we don't know if we'll make it.
Hundreds of flights have been delayed or canceled as airlines struggle with bad weather and ongoing staffing problems. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Oakland.
Lawyers representing a former producer for ex-Fox News anchor Tucker Carlson have settled a lawsuit against the network for $12 million. It has been a winning day on Wall Street, the Dow up 324. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The air quality advisory has been lifted, with the smoke for now clearing out, and some hoping for holiday weekend rain.
There will be at least a chance of showers and thunderstorms over the holiday weekend.
Meteorologist Paul Collar with the National Weather Service says there are chances of rain through Independence Day. Corporate money is funding a semi-public party. Pete Schwabba has some 120th financial news.
Just under $100,000 will be paid back to Milwaukee County taxpayers by Harley-Davidson for the use of Veterans Park next month. The agreement covers Harley's 120th celebration and grants them exclusive use of the park space. The homecoming is July 13th through the 16th, with Green Day on the 14th and Foo Fighters July 15th. The sponsorship fee stipulates that Harley has to replace turf if necessary.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTW Law.
It's time you checked out Champion's Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champion's is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champion's Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champion's Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere. Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And what was being made today was, unfortunately, by the Supreme Court. I want to talk about two decisions that were released today. One yesterday we talked about somewhat. This court, in my opinion, will go down in history as one of the worst courts, almost equal to, perhaps right after, the Dred Scott Court in the 1850s. Roger Taney was the Chief Justice. They're the ones that ruled the Dred Scott decision that a black man could not be a citizen of the United States, forced him back into slavery. But that was the worst. But this court has the added bad distinction of several of them being on the take. Clarence Thomas has been on the take for 20 years. He invariably votes for the people and the interests that give him money. You might as well be sitting on the square with a bowl and a sign that says, "We'll work for money." Gorsuch, of course, got money through the head of a large law firm who bought a fishing cabin, they called it, in Colorado, not in a fancy one, for instance, in Aspen, but somewhere that he couldn't sell it. And suddenly he made 500 grand. Alito took that trip. The billionaire flew him up, drinking $1,000 bottles of wine. The point is, all these guys, Robert's wife getting $10 million to be a headhunter, not in Borneo boiling missionaries, no, but calling up law firms saying, "Hey, you really should hire this guy. This guy is doing well in law school. Why don't you hire him? $10 million, which he disclosed as salary. It was really commission. You know, when you take money from people and then you vote in accordance with their, in some cases, corporate interests, in some cases, their social interests, it strips the court of legitimacy, strips it of legitimacy. And what they did in the case we talked about yesterday, which is saying that somehow you couldn't consider race in admissions to college, it's going to also threaten corporate diversity programs. Large corporations, Google, IBM, the rest of them. You know, it's not like there is a ranked order of all applicants and you pick the number 8 applicant over the number 2. It doesn't go like that. The interview process, and this is true of college as well, is their test scores and their extracurriculars. They're people who get points because their parents went to that school. Veterans should get points, this one, that one. And deciding how much race came into that is a tricky question. the clowns on the Supreme Court suddenly go, well, you know, we're going to tell you how to do your business, and we are also going to, Robert said in his majority opinion, well, I mean, in the essays, they can talk about how they struggled and what race impacted on that. That's okay. Who the hell is he to say what's okay? Who the hell is he to say what's okay? They also today issued a decision that invalidated Biden's student loan forgiveness program. And I see the lines are lighting up. I'm going to go to the lines, but I want to get through these other two and then give us something to talk about. Well, first of all, who are they to forgive it, or to overrule the forgiveness? They overruled it because it's based on the HEROES Act. There are plenty of other acts that gave Biden the power to do it. And this is a dispute between Congress and Biden. Congress didn't bring suit. Some individual students brought suit, and they were thrown out for lack of standing. And the state of Missouri brought suit. They didn't have standing either. The hell with the state of Missouri. But what they wanted to do was they wanted to obey the Republican Party. That's what they wanted to do. I'm going to tell you something else about student loans. Much of the student loan money gets gobbled up by private colleges that advertise online courses that give themselves names like the University of Southern New Hampshire, where they'll say that this is a, you know, they'll use phrases like they can never take your education away from you. You'll get the job. This should stop. They should. The government should subsidize loans for people who are going to accredited colleges that are either state-based, like UWM, Madison, La Crosse, Eau Claire, that kind of thing, or good private colleges that are not for profit. So we've got to reform that. But look, if there's a dispute between Congress and Biden on who had the power to do it, let Congress pass a law that says, don't do it. Okay, and then you can review that. These characters stuck their nose in simply to obey the Republican Party. And the third one was this website business with the LGBT thing out in Colorado. Let me tell you some background on that before we go to the lines. Two pieces of background. One is no LGBT person or anybody went to this website designer, this woman, and said, design a website for my gay marriage. Nobody. Nobody ever had. She just had a Jones about this issue, right wing, and she decided to bring suit in case they ever do someday. There's a doctrine in law that says that a case has to be ripe for adjudication. This was not ripe. It was easily to say, great, when somebody actually wants you to do it, come back. And nobody's going to want to go to this gal, believe me. But the second thing that this does by saying that this hypothetical request in the future she won't have to agree to, it wasn't just gay people who a lot of folks didn't like. In the 19th century, there's a strong nativist movement, culminated in the 1920s, the ascendancy of the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan in the 1920s was even more powerful than it was in the 1870s and 80s. There were a lot of ethnic minorities, black people, religions they didn't like. The thinking of this particular case would let anybody not do business with anybody they don't like. This woman had a business. She wasn't doing this just for friends. The law should be, if you hold yourself out for having a business, then what you do is you take everybody. You have a little motel somewhere or you have a catering service. You don't go, no, I don't want to cater black people. I don't want to cater this one and that one. This is dividing our country. It's not right. It's not right. And she goes, oh, you know, like I'm Michelangelo, you know, I'm going to have to design something and bring my, what do you mean your creativity? You're a website designer. Okay, you put up the usual shtick, you know, there's going to be a wedding this date, and that's it. This is wrong, what's happening. It is dividing this country. This is another Dred Scott court. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, your first, what's in your mind today, Bill?
You know, the Republicans are not the Republicans of years gone by. They are eroding our constitutional rights. They're doing illegal things like payoffs and buying people in the court and just getting the court balanced. So the court doesn't really do what the court's supposed to do. They start legislating from the bench. And when you start legislating from the bench, we lose many rights. We have lost a lot of rights to promote education in our country. And if you don't invest in America, who are you going to invest in? And if these people who believe that these people are there to help America, you've got to be kidding. They need to be educated. They're stealing the very money that is owed them. Robin Voss is hoarding $7 billion. It's not his money. It's our money. And he's hoarding it. People have to wake up to how they're being taken advantage of. And if you think, if the average person thinks that kind of philosophy, the Republican far right, is out to help the general public, you're only lying to yourself. Thanks. Have a great fourth.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. The excellent comments. Excellent comments. Robin Voss has stuck a knife in the University of Wisconsin system. That system is the jewel of the state. That University of Wisconsin system, all the campuses are the most important. They're the lungs of the state, the brains of the state. And he's sticking a knife in it because he thinks that's going to pander to some kind of right-wing nuts. And you're right. This is not, they call themselves a Republican Party. Republican Party should sue them for trademark infringement. You know what the Republican Party is Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and even Mitt Romney. In the old days, you had Tommy Thompson, and you had Lee Dreyfus and Dwight Eisenhower. That was the Republican Party. This is a party of vandals who betray the United States. We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's in your mind?
It might be even an insult to the vandals, because at least the vandals believed in some kind of civilization. That it's just remarkable that the Supreme Court has gone around and They keep talking about enumeration in the Constitution. As I have said before, there is nothing in the Constitution that directly gives the power to decide the constitutionality of laws according to the Constitution. There's nothing directly enumerating that. It isn't even really implied. There's nothing that even suggested, as Hamilton quoted in Federalist 81. And I was looking a little bit further into Federalist 81, and he talks about this kind of thing is actually dangerous to unprecedented and dangerous, that it is just remarkable to me. And for this recent decision where the woman that didn't even have a business, doing this website design for weddings, that under the decision, as I understand it at this point in time, that anybody could deny anybody if the people coming in infringes on your First Amendment beliefs. So that means if little Devin LeMahieu or Robin Voss comes into your restaurant, you can say, get the hell out of here. I disagree with you, and having you in here is anathema to my First Amendment rights, so haul your ass out of here. I mean, that, and maybe I'm misunderstanding it, but as they have written this kind of thing, they can't just say, well, it's based on religion. It's got to be based on your First Amendment rights. Well,
right.
That would apply to that as well.
No, you're right. And they would probably say if it's incorporated and, if there's a lot of business, that's one thing, but it's ambiguous. And they could certainly discriminate on race and on religion and a lot of other things if they're a small operation. Mark, thanks for your excellent comments. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 66. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 83. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 62. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 84 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up on some of the comments and talk a little bit more about the Supreme Court opinions. I'm going to talk about the practical effects of dividing us by any kind of immutable characteristic. That means unchangeable characteristic, like race, you know, sexual orientation, gender, and all that. Now, I don't know, you've heard of the movie Green Book. You know, it's a good movie. There was a thing called the Green Book that was published for African-American travelers to identify hotels, gas stations, and restaurants where they would not be insulted or thrown out or conceivably suffer violence if they traveled. This was very, very common in the 50s. One of the things I was astounded to find out, there was a Green Book from Milwaukee until the mid-60s, so 65 or 66. There were a couple of gas stations that said it's safe to go to those. They'll let you buy gas. A couple of restaurants, a couple of hotels, only a couple. Safe to go there. They will give you a meal or put you up. This is in the mid-60s. If you were an African-American couple, I remember hearing a woman speak, and she was the wife of a medical doctor, and an African-American couple. And when she was a kid, and this was not in Milwaukee, this was, I think it was either Indiana or Maryland or somewhere, there was a lawsuit because they weren't permitted to swim in the swimming pool. And so a court order came down, required them to be able to swim in the swimming pool. So they went and swam. And that night, the town drained the pool, cleaned it, and refilled it. This is the kind of insult that people have suffered based on race, especially, religion, especially, and now, in this case, sexual orientation. You can't have a modern society like that. In the early 60s, they finally passed the Civil Rights Act, and it said that hotels and restaurants, any place of public accommodation could not discriminate based on race. Now, it's all well and good to say that, but when I was stationed in the Navy in Little Creek, Virginia, which is right near Norfolk, Virginia, in 1970, the amusement park in Little Creek, outside of Little Creek, had only been integrated in 1967, 3 years earlier, several years after the Civil Rights Act. In other words, if you went, an African-American couple and their kids went to that amusement park, even 4 years, 3 years before I got there, they were thrown out. Now, this gal out in Colorado is a website designer, okay. And you may say, well, the market will take care of that. Everybody, this gets around, who's going to use her? She's sort of weird, we don't want her. And But that really misstates things, because if this thing spreads, and this Supreme Court says that the Civil Rights Act of 1965 is unconstitutional, and you can do it based on race, then you're going to have arguments like, well, chain restaurants shouldn't, because they make a lot of money and they're incorporated. But how about a mom and pop restaurant somewhere in a small town that's unincorporated, and mom and pop do the cooking and the clearing? You can't have this. The law has got to be, the law is, until these people changed it, the law is that if you hold yourself out as a public accommodation, and that's a broad term, can mean a restaurant, can mean a hotel, and it can mean really any business. I mean, what happens if you have a sole practitioner who's a lawyer and he's not incorporated, or a sole practitioner who's a doctor not incorporated? He says, I'm going to pick certain kinds of patients and clients, and it ain't you. You can't have that. You say, Jack, you want to hold yourself out for a fee or for a profit, that's fine. You will handle everybody. You will, and I don't care if you think you're Michelangelo is in some kind of a website design. You put up the standard website. What's so hard about the standard website? Nothing's that hard about it. Mark from the SAC made a good point. The Constitution doesn't say the Supreme Court could do this. Who the hell are they to say? Why are they the one branch of government, judicial, legislative, and executive, who's beyond review? They can review, they think, the executive and the judicial. The judicial can impeach the executive. The executive can veto the judicial or the legislative, and it requires 2/3 majority. But these clowns aren't even elected. The president and Congress are elected. These clowns are put in for life. And they're on the take, some of them. They're on the take. And they go, well, I'm a king. I can't be reviewed. I suggested that there be a grand jury convened, certainly on Clarence Thomas for the money he took. And frankly, a grand jury convened to find out who leaked the Dobbs decision. I think it was Alito. But he wouldn't permit himself to be questioned under oath. Now, you say, why didn't they subpoena him? Because he would have quashed the subpoena. Because the tarantulas would have said, you can't subpoena a Supreme Court justice. They're like the King of England in the 18th century. In the Constitution, Hamilton, one of our great founding fathers, who is also one of the authors of the Federalist Papers, was asked, well, what if we ever have a Supreme Court that's crooked and they're in there for life and they can do whatever they want? And he said, well, that could never happen. He said, they don't have an army. That's because he was the chief of staff to George Washington. And George Washington didn't put up with this stuff. And these English judges said, these taxes are okay and screw you. And George Washington said, oh, really? Well, screw you too. And there was a Revolutionary War. I don't want that again. I don't want that again. But these people are taking an unconstitutional power, say they can't be reviewed by anybody else and can do whatever they want. And they can take money while they do it. Does that sound right? I mean, everybody out there, many of you aren't lawyers. Does that sound like it makes sense? Do you think that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Alexander Hamilton, and Benjamin Franklin had that in mind? I don't think they had that in mind. And we got to do something about it. Here you have tarantulas in the Senate and the House who stick up for them. Moscow Mitch wants to filibuster everything. McCarthy panders to Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. We have a division in this country, but people of good faith and on the Republican Party, you do have the Liz Cheneys and the Adam Kinzinger. Stand up. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Do not hang up.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is scheduled to speak within minutes about the Supreme Court ruling that blocks his plan to forgive some student loan payments. The decision brought protesters to the Supreme Court.
I am disappointed, to say the least, in the Supreme Court's ruling.
CBS's Natalie Brand has more on the ramifications.
The High Court threw out the plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student loans for millions of Americans.
The Supreme Court also issued a 6-3 ruling in favor of a Colorado web designer who declined to make wedding sites for same-sex couples. Sarah Kate Ellis is president of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation.
This is the beginnings of a license to discriminate against LGBTQ folks in America.
And travelers are bracing for possible delays this holiday weekend. Airline industry analyst Henry Hardeveld.
Be prepared for anything to go bad and be thrilled when everything goes perfectly.
CBS News Brief, I'm Woody Gillette.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. We're all taking a smoke break. The air quality advisory has expired with levels not yet back to normal, but better in the Waukesha, Racine, and general area. Now, drought conditions have some looking for rain over the holiday weekend.
Kind of a situation where, you know, kind of keep an eye to the sky for some of these pop-ups that could occur.
Meteorologist Paul Collar with the National Weather Service says there are chances of rain through Independence Day. All experience fitness clubs in Wisconsin abruptly closed yesterday. The exact reason for the closure remains unknown, but a Facebook post from the company expressed the difficulty of the decision and issued an apology. A notice posted on the door of the Greenfield Club mentioned that memberships have been transferred to the nearby Planet Fitness location. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoik likes to brag about.
Our horn like too. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Cassandra Middleton, my friend, thanks for calling Western Mind today, Cassandra.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, when you were talking about the Green Book, it reminded me of a story regarding Colin Powell. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was the first African-American to be appointed to that position under George Herbert Walker Bush, and he was later Secretary of State. In his memoirs or in an interview, I can't recall which one, but he talked about how when he was courting his wife, Alma, before they married, he would have to use the Green Book in order to visit his wife when he was traveling from the north, when he was stationed in the north to travel down south in Alabama. And he would use the Green Book in order for him to know where places where he could stay while he was traveling through the south so he could court his future wife. And I am just amazed with the Supreme Court and their denial of history. And, you know, the descendants of Colin Powell have less rights than he did at this current moment. So that's all that I have.
That's a profound statement, excellent statement. And I'll tell you, in the South, you could see, because there were some athletic teams that would travel, and the black players would have to stay in a different motel and all that. And finally, there were some especially at the Vince Lombardi was one of them, and some of the others that said, that isn't going to happen. You're going to play and keep your mouth shut down there, and we're going to all stay together, or we ain't coming. And there were some college coaches, too, and that helped break it up. I have a high regard for Colin Powell. I heard him speak at he gave a speech at the medical college in Milwaukee that I went to. It was an excellent speech. He was a patriot and a great Secretary of State. But that really pains me to hear that even he had to do it. But with your point that his descendants, at least back then, the Supreme Court understood the history of the country. I mean, thank God they haven't overturned Brown versus Board of Education, for Pete's sake. You know, I mean, everything that they have said can be used to overturn some foundational decisions from the past. Now, you need a federal court. You need a Supreme Court for the simple reason that in the past, when it's done some good stuff, Brown versus Board of Education in 1954 overturned Plessy v. Ferguson, which was in the 1890s. In the 1890s, there was a black guy in Louisiana who got arrested for sitting in a white car on a train. So he brought suit and went to the Supreme Court, and they said, no, as long as there's a car you can sit on, it doesn't matter that it's your second-class citizen. Brown, you know, so 60 years later, our country had changed. There were a lot of heroic black veterans in the Second World War, and attitudes were changing, and Brown versus Board of Education said you could not have separate but equal, didn't cut it in education or anything else. But what happens if you have a court like the present one that says that it's beyond review? It's the only branch of government that can't be overruled. You can overrule, there's a check and balance against the executive and against the judiciary, but not against the Supreme Court, according to them, just because they say it. And they are overturning all this precedent. How about Citizens United? They overturned 100 years of precedent in several Supreme Courts and in several legislators, Congresses. How about Dobbs? 50 years of rights. And you know what they're doing in that one? In that one, and it's very sneaky. They're not saying you can't have an abortion or can't have an abortion. They're saying leave it up to the states. 14 states now have almost essentially outlawed it and have said to women, now think about this. OBGYNs are very reluctant to terminate any pregnancy, even if the woman is going to die. Why is that? Because all it takes is one district attorney. We have 72 counties in this state, and there are a number of them that are Republicans. Many of them are not going anywhere ultimately and like to be in Congress. All they have to do is prosecute a doctor and get a headline. So people are basically saying now to a woman, you have to get sepsis. You have to be on the point of death. And then maybe we'll do it, but maybe we won't. Maybe we'll send you to Illinois. So the Supreme Court's very sneaky. They're not going, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling what? The Cretans in 14 states, they don't call them Cretans, but they're gerrymandered legislators, gerrymandered legislatures, and they knew it because they approved it. You see what's going on? Do you see what is going on? And again, thank you for the call. That's excellent. Going back to the lines. Joe Madison, my friend, thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Well, there's certainly a lot to talk about. I wanted to go off on just a bit of a tangent, but it does relate, and that is the question of what may happen to the concept of legacy admissions to colleges. If race can't be considered, why should the status of your parents, whether they attended this school or not, affect at all whether you should be considered for admission to a school? I started to look at this, and it's astounding the number of colleges and universities that still have legacy as one of the determining factors for whether students get admitted to the college or not. For example, Harvard in their 2021 class had 29% of that class had legacy status. The parents had come there. And it's, coming from a background where that really wasn't a possibility for me because my father was too poor to even attend college he had to work. I find a great bit of joy that some are now talking about the fact that, well, perhaps it's time for some legal challenges on this program of affirmative action for the privileged, and that legacy admissions should go away. I'd be curious what your reactions are. Thanks, man.
Yeah, great, great comment. And I'll give you kind of a cheeky reaction because legacy admissions tend to be Republicans and the donors like it, and therefore the Supreme Court takes money from the donors. So that's a cheeky answer. The other answer, though, is you're absolutely right. In Harvard's case that I read about, first you have to be qualified, you're an athlete, all that, blah, blah, blah. But then there are four or five other categories they have. Race is one, legacy status is one, veteran status is one. I think there's a couple of others. All they did is eliminate the one. And you know what they use it, what they based it on? The 14th Amendment, which was passed precisely to make Black people equal. I mean, there's kind of a grisly, sadistic humor that they were employing here. So I think if you went on legacy, they wouldn't even take the case. They don't have to take the case. Thanks for calling. There's a lot of you on the line. I'm going to take as many as I can. If any of you I can't get to the next segment, please don't hang up. I like these calls. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Jean?
Hi, Matt. Make it short and sweet. Big money is buying our country. They don't give a crap about the people. You can see it in the Republican Party. You can see it in the gerrymandered states. You know, there's attacks on women, attacks on everybody. And you know what? We give big tax breaks for those big donors to put money right back in the Republican Party. But yet we can't help the poor college students that their prices were sky high and the ripoffs of the different universities and how they can't get out of the payments or lower them. So there's a lot of crap going on, and we all need to get out and vote these yahoos out. Thank you very much, Matt, and have a good weekend. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Jean. And you're making a good point, and that is the fact that there were two laws the Republicans put in to stick a knife in students. One of them is you can't declare bankruptcy. By law, you can't declare bankruptcy if you can't pay your student loans. And number two, some of these people were locked in at 8% interest rates, and it's against the law to revisit the interest rate. You know, usually with your house, you can say, lower my interest rate or I'll go to another bank. You can't do that with student loans because the banks didn't want it. This is the kind of baloney that's going on. Next up, Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jack? Jack of Merrimack.
Three possible answers to this issue with the Supreme Court. The most obvious answer to me is expand the court. We've got the original nine justices now, based on the fact that there were nine districts, federal districts, when that was established. There are now 13 districts. That's a reasonable method of saying we need to expand four more members to the court. I don't think that the Democrats and I don't think Biden have the political ethics or will to do that, but they really should. As an alternative, maybe we could enact in Congress a bill that says Supreme Court justices after X number of years, say 10, say 20, become justice emeritus. They cannot vote on any Supreme Court actions. They can be advisory, that's fine, but they cannot vote on those actions. Of course, ideally, it would be nice to have a constitutional amendment that would allow those people to be replaced.
Yeah, no, these are excellent suggestions. The reason Biden has said he won't expand is because that would have to be the Congress, Moscow Mitch, would filibuster it, and we don't have 10 votes to overcome it. And of course, McCarthy wouldn't even bring it on the floor. But I think that's something very much in the back of people's minds. Secondly, you're right, a constitutional amendment limiting their terms to 20 years would be fine with me. But that takes going to take 2/3 of the Congress, and you're not going to get that. That is the dilemma we're in. Okay, Karina Milwaukee, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind, Karina?
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt. I haven't heard called you for a while. Actually, I was in Moscow with all that was going on.
What's on your mind, Karina? Thank you. What's on your mind?
I tell you this conversation is all together absolutely silly. The fact is that Americans are even asking for a raise anywhere you go, including your job.
Karina, could I ask you a question? Are you on a speakerphone? Could you take it off speaker? Because we're having difficulty hearing you, and I want my listeners to hear you. Can you take it off speaker?
I'm sorry. So I'm saying is that it's funny that they even concerned about it, because you know perfectly well the only person, only place Americans don't ask for your race is the international passport. Why? Because nobody cares. Nobody ever asks anywhere else. But nobody even concerned about anybody's race anywhere in the world. Why are we still talking about it? That's just so useless.
That's a good point. Karina is from Russia, from Moscow, and she's making a good point, and that is we're the only ones that have race on and why do we do that? Thank you for the call. Very good. Curtis of West Allis, you're next, my friend. What's up?
Hey, man, how you doing today? All I can say is I hope the young people wake up and vote in 2024, because this is worse than Reaganomics. You know, I feel we were Reaganomics when I was, you know, in my 30s, 20s and 30s. But now this Supreme Court justice, if they don't go and vote and change the way it is going to happen, the next 50 years for those young people, it's going to be horrible.
You're right. And because some of these people are fairly young and they're going to sit there and they are simply going to be arms of the Republican Party, they'll still take money. And they'll still take money because all nine of them wrote a letter saying that nobody has the power to impose an ethics rule on them, even though there are ethics rules on every other judge at every level in the country. They like their status of being the House of Lords. It's just like the Senate. They're all House of Lords, 100 of them. This guy Tuberville in Alabama won't permit any promotions for admirals and generals. And everybody, you know, you can say, well, they should all get together and say that you can't do that. Not a single Democratic or Republican senator has done anything to stop them. Not a single one. Now, some of them, like Ron Johnson, are pro-Russia. They're pro-Putin. They like the fact that they're weakening America. But what happens about all the rest of the senators? Once people get in Supreme Court or Senate and they become House of Lords, it goes to their heads. And somebody's got to say to these people, go right up to them at one of the fundraisers or whatever, or, you know, the pig roast or whatever, and say, knock it off. You work for me. I don't work for you. Knock it off. All right, we're going to a break. I see some people still on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's East Side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. iOS.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 66.
Tonight, under overcast skies with a slight chance for scattered storms. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 83. Overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 84 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
So fine. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Wisco Paul.
Hey, first of all, I'll say happy Friday to you, Matt, and I hope you have a good holiday. But the Clinton-Trump election turns out to be really big as far as the Supreme Court goes. But I'll just make two quick points. I don't know if there's anything they can't overturn. Even Social Security and Medicare were probably on the table if they really wanted to. And this could go on for 20 plus years, because this Supreme Court is really young. So that's my two points. Thanks, Matt.
Right. You know, Clarence Thomas in the early 90s was 40 something. So now he's, 70 something. But some of these justices go into their 80s. And in the old days, occasionally they go to 90. So you're right. Absolutely right that we're talking him. And then you have Gorsuch, you have Comey, Barrett, Kavanaugh. These are very young people. They could go 30, 40 more years. And if when they step down, there happens to be a Republican president, we could get another tarantula. The Republican Party, listen to me, you out there in the Republican Party, you got to get rid of your tarantulas. Why are you permitting your party to be taken by these people, the party of Eisenhower, party of Tommy Thompson, of Lee Dreyfus, of Liz Cheney, of Adam Kinzinger, of Mitt Romney? Why are you letting this party be taken by tarantulas and continue to vote for tarantulas? Going back to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend, thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
I have some happy 4th of July numbers from the economy. The Biden economy has added 13 million jobs, which is a record for 2.5 years, including 800,000 manufacturing jobs. We have 10 million applications for new small businesses filed during that time. That is the strongest 2 years on record. We have the strongest growth since the pandemic of any of the major economies in the world. Inflation has fallen for 11 straight months and has come down by more than half. And all of that has been accomplished while reducing the deficit. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you, Bill. And that is excellent news. And thank you very much. And I want to build on that just very briefly. And that is this. You see in social media all the time, you see on Fox News and this and that, that Biden, how is Biden doing on the economy? You just heard how Biden's doing on the economy. You just heard how he's doing on the economy. He is fighting with a Congress, and that's why it's so important that he be the president and that Trump not have won last time, that he be the president. He is the most experienced president of the United States in terms of Senate and congressional affairs of all time, going back to George Washington, because he's been in the Senate or vice president or a brief hiatus while he ran for president since 1972. That's 51 years. No one knows it better than he does. No one knows it better than he does. And he managed to put through hard infrastructure with 19 Republican senators backing it, soft infrastructure. He managed to get Manchin and Sinema on board on that one. He put through the debt bill, which extended the debt till after the next election. He put that through. When Republicans have the House, and he got McCarthy to put it through, and he guided McCarthy in how he could neutralize the right-wing wingnuts that are in his caucus. The next challenge we're going to have is this fall, when they actually have to vote on funding. That's going to be another fight. Biden is doing the job. Anybody who tells you, when you're having a beer with them, you're standing around a picnic or something, Biden's no good on the economy, they don't know what they're talking. They really don't know what they're talking about. You heard what Bill just said. 13 million jobs in 2.5 years, a record in the whole history of our country. 800,000 manufacturing jobs, new ones. Everybody goes, we're losing manufacturing jobs. We lose manufacturing jobs under Republican presidents. This president brought in 800,000 new ones. I'll tell you what, the stock market has rebounded after Trump. Inflation cut in half, the best inflation movement downward of all the developed countries. And you have Ron Johnson, and I will never understand why this did not become an issue in the last Senate race, said that he thought that Social Security and Medicare should be revoted every year. Tim Scott, who's the guy down in Florida, the Scott down in Florida. There's a Scott in South Carolina and a Scott in Florida. It's the bad Scott down in Florida. Said it should be revoted on every 5 years. They can't even vote on a budget. We have continuing resolutions every year. They can't even vote on extending the debt limit without drama, without everybody with a knife at each other's throats. Do you think they would have extended Social Security and Medicare if Ron Johnson had his chance? 60% of the people in West Virginia, people over 65, depend in whole or in major part on Social Security to live. It's less than that in Wisconsin, but it's still very substantial. Social Security is the one bill, most important bill in the last century, that changed us from an agrarian society in the 1920s, where people had to move in with their kids when they got older or live in a hut somewhere, no electricity, and grow a few apples, grow a few carrots, try to make it. We were a primitive society. Franklin Roosevelt modernized us. This Republican Party wants to put us back. Everything they do is to try to cut. Everything they do is to try to cut the University of Wisconsin system, Madison, UWM, all the other campuses, education, every childcare, something like 130,000 kids aren't going to have childcare, 4,000 providers because of these people. This is what they do. We were modernized. We still are, but we're not going to continue for long if these clowns come back to power. We're going to the end of the show. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Happy 4th of July to my fellow veterans, and happy 4th of July to everybody. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Yo.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.